Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
More and more younger Australians are putting sustainability first when it comes to living and building their future homes. And to tell us more about this, we have Alliance Ambassador Jamie Drury. Jamie, good day. Thanks for your time, and it's good to have you.
Oh, that's my pleasure. You're talking about things that are very close to my heart, so I'm pleased to be here.
Okay, Jamie, can you elaborate more on the Future of Living report and its findings, please?
Well, let me tell you a little bit more about the Future Living Report that all Australians need to get a hold of. It's a fantastic report that was commissioned by Allianz Australia in partnership with the University of Technology, Sydney. So the report reveals that the traditional large family home model may give way in the future to smaller structures, featuring more communal spaces that embrace and adapt nature. And that's something that's very close to my heart that I've been involved with for a couple of decades now. It also explores how young Australians appreciate the environment and the beautiful resources that it can provide and the home life choices that will be increasingly driven by sustainability. So I think today, more than ever, our younger generation are well aware of sustainable practices and sustainable materials that go into those buildings.
Okay, how can Australians invest in a more sustainable future?
Well, Australians can invest in a sustainable future by really thinking about how nature and sunlight and ecosystems can actually enhance the design of our homes. You know, we can feel good about making conscious decisions that benefit our futures. And whether it's installing a solar panel or thinking about replacing a hot water tank with a more environmentally friendly unit, it just really is about taking one step at a time.
There are also five key themes identified in the report. Can you tell us about this?
So there's five key themes identified in the Future Living Report, which was commissioned by Allianz in partnership with both myself and the University of Technology in Sydney. Firstly, native sustainable plants will take over Aussie homes both inside and out. And I think that's an important one. It's about putting the right plant in the right place that's endemic to that particular area. Secondly, the sharing economy is going to take over everything from accommodation to cars. I mean, we can see this trend transforming the concept of living arrangements. Third, it's about creating sustainable materials or looking for sustainable materials that have neutral carbon footprints that are no longer seen as fringe. The fourth one is really an insight into elements that are using waste to contribute to intelligent building materials. And lastly, mismatched furniture made from secondhand stores and recycling. In the design world, we would call it upcycling. People are looking at more eclectic designs for furniture interiors these days, and it's more an expression of their own personality as well as using what was once thrown out.
I'm sure there's a lot of young Australians who are contemplating on building their future home. What advice can you give to them?
So the Future Living Report really talks about giving Australians advice about how to build for the future. It's about using recycled materials. It's about looking at sustainable materials. It's about making better use of the Earth's limited resources and embracing the environment around us by thinking about how ecosystems and so forth can enhance the homes. But it's not just the houses that we build. It's also what we surround the house with. And planting dense foliage around the outside of the house, you know, if you plant the right garden, it can actually insulate the entire house. And if we're using Australian native plants, it means we've got less maintenance, less fertilizers, less chemicals, and less water use. So we're basically wrapping the building in Australian native plants as a second line of insulation against heat and cold. So we're using less energy to live in the future.
There you have it, Jamie Drury, Alliance Ambassador. Thank you so much for sharing some information.
Thanks so much. Anytime.
Share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.